In the book of Psalms, this is David speaking in Psalm 32. David says, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit." So this is David. That's a great way to start off a psalm. This is a short psalm. There's only 11 verses to it. And David says, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven." Now, if you read that in the Amplified, it says, "Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is he whose transgression is forgiven." This is a joyous thought and a joyous realization and awareness for David. And David is sharing this because he's come to realize and understand that there is a great joy, there is a happiness. The person, the individual, and David realizes this through his own experiences, that he's blessed, that he's happy, that he is fortunate and favored of God, that he is to be envied by others, as is any man, who finds out or has his transgressions forgiven, who walks in the forgiveness of God and continually sees that forgiveness in his life. David experiences this, and David wants those who are listening, those who even, 3,000 years later are reading this psalm that he wrote. He wants us to know that blessed, to be envied, happy, fortunate is the individual whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity. And again, when you see that word blessed in verse number 2, blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. Same thing. You can take that word blessed, and what that means is fortunate, happy, blessed, to be envied is the person or the man, the person to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity and in whose spirit there is no deceit. So David's making it quite clear as he begins this psalm and as he shares this reality that he has experienced. You can't read these verses and not realize this is the voice of experience. For someone to express this kind of joy, and to not only express it just as an expression of their own joy, but to express this joy in such a manner as they want you to share the same thing. This is such a revelation to David. He wants you to have the same thing that he experienced. And it is that place of being blessed and happy. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied, is the one whose transgression, whose sin has been forgiven. Now here's the good news about that. When David says this, if you look ahead and you look at Romans chapter 4, verse number 7, Paul in his letter to the Romans is actually responding to what David is saying. Because you can see the words are so familiar. They are so similar. You can see that this is a response. This is the addition. This is Paul letting us know that which David had expressed. Because David had experienced the forgiveness of God. He walked in that. And Paul is saying, hey, this is true for everyone, and you can experience this because the work has been done. What David talked about is done. It's complete. It's a finished work, and it's for everyone. Listen to what Paul says in Romans chapter 4, verse number 7. I'm going to read this in the Amplified Bible because I want you to see this is the exact same word. Blessed and happy and to be envied. See, this is the same word. This is sharing the exact same emotions. This is sharing the exact same thought and principle as what David shared in Psalm 32. Blessed, happy, and to be envied are those whose iniquities are forgiven. That sounds just like what David said, doesn't it? It is what David said. And whose sins are covered up and completely buried. Verse number 8. He is quoting right from David in Psalm 32. Blessed and happy, to be envied, is the person of whose sin the Lord has taken no account, nor reckoned against him. Then Paul goes on to say this in verse number 9. Is this blessing, happiness, then meant only for the circumcised, or also for the uncircumcised? We say that faith was credited to Abraham as righteousness. So what Paul is saying is, there's a great psalm that David shared. It's Psalm 32. And in that psalm, David said, blessed is he whose transgression, whose sin is forgiven and covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. Ooh, you know, that even that is a powerful statement. In whose spirit there is no deceit. First of all, let's take that comment. And if we see that in whose spirit there is no deceit, if we look ahead in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 19, it says, it was God, personally present in Christ, reconciling and restoring the world to favor with him, not counting up and holding against men their trespasses, but canceling them and committing to us the message of reconciliation, of restoration to favor. So Paul, in his letter to the Romans, is saying, hey, there's this great words that David shared with us. In Psalm 32, David told us that blessed is the man whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Happy to be envied, blessed is the man whose transgression is forgiven and whose sin is covered. Blessed, happy, favored, to be envied is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. Blessed is the man in those circumstances. So Paul is saying that's what David had said. And you can hear the emotion from the reality of that from David. But David's reality doesn't even come close to comparing to the reality that you and I have in those statements. Because David was living under a different covenant. David didn't have the same covenant that you and I have in Jesus Christ. And this is what Paul's expressing in Romans. He's saying, hey, these are the words that David said. And those words were true. And you could hear the emotion in those words. Blessing, happiness, to be envied are those who walk in the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, and those whose sins are removed, are taken away, are buried in Jesus Christ. And then he goes on to say, is this blessing, is this happiness that David talked about? Was it meant only for the circumcised, or was it for the uncircumcised? In other words, you know, it's not just for those who have their way with the flesh and who have who obey the law and who fulfilled the law. Jesus has fulfilled the law. This is already a finished work. Is it not after all? Circumcision or uncircumcised? We say that faith was credited to Abraham as righteousness. He's saying it's through faith, and we now have the faith that we can place in Jesus Christ. And even as David said that second statement in Psalm 32, blessed is the man, happy, to be favored, to be envied, is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. Paul answers that. And Paul says in Romans, Paul responds to the first part of what David said. Now here in his second letter to the church of Corinth, Paul answers and responds to the second thing that David said about the sin not being imputed against us. That's the man who's happy. Happy is the one whose sin is not held against him. And again, you hear the overwhelming joy in the revelation of this in David. And David didn't really fully experience it. And yet he expressed that joy in seeing the coming of it and knowing the coming, in knowing that this was coming in Jesus Christ. He didn't even experience it or see it. And yet he commented on it. He spoke about it because he could see that it was coming. And now Paul is telling us, not only has that happened, David said these words, and it was a great truth, but with that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. To read that in the Amplified Bible, it was God personally present in Christ. Paul is saying, this is the joy that David foresaw, and he saw it for you, and now you and I realize it. It was God personally present in Christ. It was God the Father that David spoke about, personally present in Jesus Christ, reconciling and restoring the world to favor with himself. We are no longer, listen, when people say, well, God's going to be mad at you. Well, God's probably mad at me because he knows my sins. He knows how I failed. He knows I've fallen short. God's certainly mad at me. I read the Old Testament. I hear the wrath of God. God's got to be mad at me. Nope. This verse is telling you, and this is why David was able to express such joy in seeing that this was coming. Because David could see there's a joy in knowing that God is bringing this great gift, that a man's sin would not be imputed against him, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. Paul says to this, God personally present in Christ, reconciling and restoring the world of favor with himself. In other words, God's not mad at you any longer. He's not mad at you. Today, he's not mad at you. You might think that God's mad at you, but those are your thoughts. God is not mad at you. God sees you through the lens of Jesus Christ. He sees you through the blood of Jesus Christ, which has paid the price for every transgression and every sin. And because of the blood of Jesus Christ shed for you, because of that, if you accept Jesus Christ and the work that he did, if you accept his sacrifice, because you accepted his work, because of his work, and because you've accepted it, your sins are not imputed against you. They're not held against you. They're removed and they're buried. They are not held against you. In other words, God is not mad with you. Where man was in a state of an irreconcilable state with God, he has now been reconciled with God through Jesus Christ. This is the joy that David saw, couldn't fully experience. He experienced some of it, and you can hear the joy in what he'd experienced, but it's what David saw that was coming through Jesus Christ that gave him that joy, that he expressed that joy. Paul goes on to say in explaining that second part of what David said, reconciling and restoring the world to favor with himself, not counting up and holding against men their trespasses. God is not counting up your sins. He's not opening up that file. Well, here's another sin. Add this to the category for Todd. Here's another sin. Open up that file. Keep that count moving upward. He's not counting your sins against you. Not if you've accepted the work of Jesus Christ. Not counting up and holding against men their trespasses, but canceling them. There's not even a file up there listing my shortcomings and transgressions and failures. It's not even a file that's in there. Because why? Because they've all been canceled by the blood of Jesus. Now, when David was able to look ahead and see that, and not even he experienced a little bit of it, but to experience the fullness of it, he never lived that in his life, but he could see it. He knew by the Holy Spirit it was coming. And this caused him such great joy. God has not counted up and held against you all of your sins, failings, and shortcomings. He hasn't. He's canceled them and committed to us the message of reconciliation, of restoration to favor. The restoration to favor, which is exactly what we see that David had said. David said, when you read it in the Amplified Bible, blessed, happy, fortunate. These are people who are favored. To be envied is he who has forgiveness of his transgressions, continually exercised upon him whose sin is covered. David experienced the forgiveness of God, but he never experienced the full forgiveness. He had a little taste of it, but he never experienced where a man's iniquity was not imputed against him. But he saw that it was coming. He saw that it was coming in the person of Jesus Christ, even though I'm sure he didn't have an understanding of all, obviously, did not have an understanding of all of what that meant. And yet, the Holy Spirit showed him what was coming, what was to come, and he rejoiced in that. David rejoiced because he had experienced a little bit of that. But why did David rejoice? And why is he saying, look happy to be envied? Fortunate is the man to whom his sin is not imputed against him. Why did David have such joy? Because he was overwhelmed with the joy of seeing what was coming to you, of what Jesus was going to do for you. That's an amazing thing. So then verse number 2 ends this way. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. You know these are words that David is speaking. You know these are words that David is speaking through the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. These are God-inspired words, and not just David's words. Because for him to understand, for him to be able to say, how is it It is only because of the Spirit of God that is in you. You see, at salvation, what takes place at salvation? The part of you that is changed immediately is your spirit, because your spirit, which had been dead to sin, is now made alive in Christ. This is why you're a new creation, because this is a new life. Before, you were just soul. You were dead spirit, soul, and body. Now, you are alive in Jesus Christ, a new creation, because your spirit is alive in Jesus. And this affects your soul and affects your body. You can take all those promises. You can take all of every word that's in the Word of God. You can take all those things and apply it to yourself and stand on those things. And you can learn and understand those things and know the truth of those things, because His Spirit is in your spirit. And your spirit is alive. And in your spirit, there is no deceit. Your spirit is 100% righteous right now, because Jesus dwells in you. And so that means your spirit is 100% righteous. It's like it's a vacuum packed. It's sealed with the Holy Spirit. In fact, you know, the New Testament even talks about that. Sealed by the Holy Spirit. In other words, sin cannot, and the decay of this life, cannot in any way touch your spirit made alive in Jesus Christ. Now, it's a constant effort to change the soul, but we can do it because we have the truth and the power of the Spirit in us. And that can then change our soul, our thinking, our personality, the things that we say and do, and our will. And then that has an effect in changing the present physical things, the natural things that surround us in life. But it all comes from the Spirit of God that is in you. David foresaw this and said, when he's talking about blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity. In other words, blessed is the man whose sins are not held against him. They're not counted. They're not counted up. They're canceled. Blessed is that man. And then he goes on to say, in whose spirit there is no deceit. The only reason in your spirit there is no deceit is because the Holy Spirit is in you. David was seeing. He was foreseeing. David was foreseeing salvation and rejoicing. He was seeing the salvation that would come through the Son of God, through the Messiah. And he was rejoicing in that, even though he didn't get to fully experience that. The little bit he experienced brought him joy. But it was the seeing what was coming that brought him such great joy that he wrote those first two verses of Psalm 32. And those are the two verses that Paul then expounds on in Romans chapter 4 and in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, answering the things that David had said.